Wouldn't you forgive me for all of the ways that I've forgotten? Would you forgive me for all of the ways that I've forgotten? Would you forgive me now, eh? Would you forgive me now, eh? Would you forgive me now, eh? Or could you forgive me now, eh? Would you forgive me now, eh? Would you forgive me now, eh? Yes, I forgive you for all of the ways that you've forgotten, Yes, I forgive you for all of the ways that you've forgotten, Yes, I forgive you now, eh? 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 Another one, just a part of me. Yes, you're another one, such a sight to see. Oh, yes, you're another one, just a part of me. Yes, and you're another one, and we're remembering, oh, yes. Would you forgive me for all of the ways that I've forgotten? Would you forgive me for all of the ways that I've forgotten? Would you forgive me now?
Good morning, and welcome to our live stream service for Sunday, May 30th, 2021. As the old saying goes, peace is an inside job. For those of us who follow unity principles, we understand this deeply. This place in consciousness comes from the center of our being. We choose alignment and bliss. We choose peace. Today, we are joined by a very special guest, John Stringer, who will share his message of navigating the waters, along with some wonderful music. Our youth and family ministry teens met John when they attended a Unity rally, and they came home very excited about their time together. We had originally scheduled him to come in person last year, but those plans were canceled, of course, due to the pandemic. John Stringer is a life teacher, speaker, billboard charting singer-songwriter, healer, and author with a passion for music, community, and limitless love and light. He teaches others how to access genius through a spiritual path, creative path, or intuitive path, and is the founder of Polyplat Records, co-founder of Master Moment Makers, a partner at Healing Arts Management, and Conscious Songwriting Retreats. He makes appearances at concerts, colleges, workshops, spiritual centers, churches, retreats, conferences, and festivals. He shares his message of healing through his music as well as his book, The Abundance Vibration, A Guide to Alignment. We know you will enjoy him as much as our kids did, and we're excited to share his loving spirit with you. And now, please welcome John Stringer.
So welcome. This song is a welcome song, in fact. Hope you enjoy. There is a place in my heart where I find the truth. Find me and you, a truth beyond what you may see now. But when we are one, we bring more good about. No matter who or what you call yourself or where you come from, yeah. There is a place in this world with open arms right now. Welcome to love and welcome to peace. Welcome to our community. And be who you are and let your light shine. We're so much more when we unite. You are welcome here, and you are welcome here. See when new eyes allow and unfold. Embrace and let go, trust the flow. There's a freedom in love when you follow your heart. Together we are stronger than we could ever be apart. No matter who or what you call yourself or where you come from, yeah. There is a place in this world with open arms right now. Welcome to love and welcome to peace. Welcome to our community. And be who you are and let your light shine. And all that you know, let it Welcome to love. Welcome to peace. Welcome to our community. And be who you are. And let your light shine. We are so much more when we unite. Yeah. When we
Good morning, everyone. Please join me as we affirm our statement of faith together. There is only one presence and one power active in the universe and in my life, God, the good, omnipotent. And now let us unite our spirits as we hold this vision for our church. Together, we are an open-hearted spiritual community, powerfully transforming our world by honoring the sacred in all. And we practice this mission together. Inspired by our shared spiritual awakening, we offer practical teachings that empower healthy, abundant, and meaningful living. And today's daily word for Sunday, May 30th, is inner peace. And the affirmation is, peace grows within me as I remain centered in God. Inner peace, the peace of God, that my words can only begin to describe, does not depend on outer circumstances. Peace does not come from any external source. It arises from within me. At a place in consciousness, sometimes called the center of my being, peace, like all the qualities of God, waits for me to recognize and claim it. I claim inner peace when I remember the truth that God's presence is always with me and within me. As I center my awareness in the divine presence within, peace soothes my feelings and restores order to my thoughts. I move through all circumstances with calm assurance. Peace grows within me as I remain centered in God. Every event of my day contributes to the calm peace of my soul. And from Isaiah 26, verse 3, those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, focusing on the word change and what change means to us in our life. I have chosen the vibration of the root chakra, which represents fear and lack of feelings of safety, because sometimes that's what change represents to us. We go into fear. So as we take that deep breath, gathering together, let us move softly into our own personal stillness. Everything always is changing. There's always inconsistency We are always undergoing rebirth and redeath. Always there's change. So how do we navigate? Of course, we move into that still breathing. And a long, slow exhale helps us to release the thoughts that are not serving us in order to stay in that feeling of peacefulness. How do we handle the facts of change? We move slowly into our thinking. What are we thinking? What words are we speaking over and over again? What deeds are we doing with our life to affirm peace? We affirm peace grows within ourself. We remain centered in thoughts and presence of God, the all good, the omnipotent. And so it is. It is so.
Here I am. I've heard that you've been looking for me. Pardon me to look for me. I think that's kind of funny. And here I am, waiting for you. So listen for me now. I can wait for as long as it takes. Because everything is already here. Right now, right now, holy instant, holy moment. Oh, holy instant, holy moment. Seen the veil remove, yet you know that you love to suffer. Until you're ready for some higher good, yes, all good as you say, yes, all good. 'Cause I made it that way. The essence is eternal. An extension of myself, holy instant, holy moment. Whoa, 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 whoa. Holy instant, holy moment. Creational form is something else, beauty but not real. So don't get caught in how you feel when you see something go down that you don't like. remember, oh, remember, there's no wrong and there's no right. Holy instant, holy moment. Instant, holy moment, and I will lead you home. And don't be afraid to speak to me and ask whatever you may need. And don't be afraid to letting go. Ask whatever you need to know. Holy instant, holy moment. And I will lead you home. Holy instant, holy moment. And I will lead you home. Whoa, yeah, yeah. I will lead you home.
Now, if you would sing with me, real simple chant. Goes Om Holy Holy. That's Om as in O-M, Holy Holy. Goes like this.
Om Holy Holy. Om Holy Holy. Om Holy Holy. Om Holy Holy. Om Holy Holy.
One big old.
So, my message and share, if you will, today, simply entitled Navigating the Waves. Just a quick treatment. Give thanks to the source of who we are, who I am, who you are, for the wisdom, the knowing, the guidance, the comfort, the inspiration. I ask that that which is best and highest for all concerned come through. So it is. So, Navigating the Waves, what appropriately titled talk today, as I just finished navigating some big waves. Some of it was fun, some of it was miserable. And it actually lends to the talk very well. I got to demonstrate what I'd be sharing today. As per usual, I like to talk about what I am learning, what I'm experiencing, and share from an authentic place. And so with that, I can say my journey with navigating the waves has been somewhat humbling in the sense of feeling I've come farther along in my practices to be able to handle certain things and then to find myself spinning, if you will, uncertain, out of control, and challenged in the deep in the suffering. What I found is our practices can help us find that power to transcend and let go of suffering and find bliss and fulfillment. And our resistance can help us find suffering. I got a taste of both very vividly this past week, a family vacation
I found myself not wanting to be there at times and becoming very dysfunctional in the sense of not wanting to communicate, not wanting to be around people, and just shutting down. Probably a 4-day period of struggling with that, and a lot of ups and downs, and really inquiring what is going on, feeling somewhat out of control. And that's happened to me before. It's not the first time. And in those times, what I'm learning is, if I don't deal with the things I'm suppressing and aren't authentic and bringing them to light, and I just judge them and push them down and try to move forward, it usually becomes unfunctional. I get very angry, frustrated, and just eventually blow up, if you will. This time I didn't blow up as much as shut down. So blow up or shut down. So my experience has shown me it's important to have practices where I can excavate, meditate, bring through what's going on. One of the practices I use is meditation, often in journaling, but for some reason there was cognitive dissonance going on with this recent challenge, where I could see the signs and my knowing was revealing to me, but it was almost like there was a resistance subconsciously where I didn't want to deal with it because I didn't want to let go of the things that would have me let go. I didn't want to trust and acknowledge what was deep inside. And so that can be challenging. Found it very challenging, in fact. And what are the practices when you're in a place of confusion, when you're in a place of uncertainty, and you're doing the best you can, but still can't seem to break the cycle of suffering? One of the practices I found to be most beneficial is community. Having those other trusted folk you can go to and asking for help from the community. When we can't overcome what seems to be unsurmountable to ourselves, it's important to reach out to others for help. That's what I did. Reached out in different ways. People were coming to assist. And the big breakthrough came when I was hearing through my meditation. Go ahead and reach out to a friend of mine who we met in Bali and created intuitive courses together and done many retreats together. And she was just amazing. Arlene Moshe, for anyone who's interested, but she's just an amazing and reliable source of having that ability to support and help and intuitively bring through wonderful, wonderful direction. And so she brought that through for me, and it really helped me get clear. I had a breakthrough and really faced what I needed to face and spoke with my wife. And it's not easy sometimes going through changes and dealing with the things that are most important for us to deal with. Sometimes we just want to suppress them, sweep them under the rug and go on, and that's okay. But what it feels like is frustration. I'll read you really quick the guidance I received. Knowing that I weathered the storm of your own making and found the insights that suppression of anything that is true can cause disruption, anger, and blocks. That's why you found yourself struggling this week, suppressing your various things. So I'll leave it at that. So the rest of it gets into a lot of detail, but the point being is when we suppress those things that are true, it can create challenge, and that's what I experienced. And it was community that helped me break through, having those that I trust. Now that takes vulnerability. Vulnerability is an authenticity, honesty. Vulnerability is one of those things that you may have heard speakers like Brené Brown teach. I've taught about vulnerability in previous a work I've done with corporate executives on collaboration. The lesson that I've learned about is vulnerability takes not only courage, as Brené Brown points out, a trust factor, an authenticity factor, and you know, you're just putting it out there regardless of the consequence or fears that come up. And that's challenging. That is, there's power in it, but it can also be challenging to break free from the conditioned, limited thinking that believe you gotta hold on so tightly to something else. And so, yeah, that's what I've been going through and growing through. I'm better for it. So both community, the authenticity, that vulnerability, and I would say really honoring our desires in the face of what comes up. Because life brings these wonderful waves of change, and the reality is over time our desires change. What we respond to well changes, and how we handle that can be the difference between suffering and liberation, can be the difference between feeling like we're drowning and riding the waves, right? So that's a lesson I've been learning, handling it better. Just having that courage to move through whatever is arising and trusting it really is for us. Sometimes that's the biggest challenge. And even when we tune in and listen to that knowing, trusting that knowing, can be tough. Really can. I feel like that's where community comes in. Having someone you can trust and talk with when those times get tough. I used to think, you know, my ability to tap in and align with the source of who I am, bring through that knowing is enough. It's enough, but it also leads me to know that everything else has its place. Everything else has its power. Others are here for a reason. And oftentimes, we need to be able to rely on others. My wife was instrumental in helping me get through my broken ankle. Couldn't imagine I've done it, doing it without her. My son helped out as well. And it's just powerful medicine, if you will, to learn the value and the beauty of others supporting you. And things change in relationships. Noticing the shifts in relationship as well. And being able to navigate that, those same elements from authenticity and vulnerability to community can be important parts. The most important part, though, of navigating the waves that I found is finding those practices that bring alignment. Alignment is that state where we are tuned in to that inner knowing, where we're present, where we're following the more subtle energies of life in the present moment. And we're not so caught up in the past or future, other than to be listening for inspiration, perhaps, but or realization. But we're in this state where we are present to the mystery of life, even, and exploring it. So when the waves come, instead of resisting or fearing, we're exploring, we're receptive, we're open, and we're being guided by something intelligent, loving, and sure to bring us through to what is best and highest for all concerned. Now, alignment is one of those words I like to share because I hear it. And so I share it that way. The reality is the experience of it is the whole point. To experience centering, presence, alignment. And the practices we use for that can vary. Mine is meditation and other practices. What's important is finding what works for you. What I've also found is sometimes the practices that once worked in certain situations, certain moments, don't work in those moments. And so finding practices that do are important. I found this week my typical journaling, gratitude, and meditation was not working, was not helping me get beyond this negativity and resistance and suffering. I finally had to rely on community. Community, actually, that one intuitive friend who brought me information that assisted me in looking at what I was suppressing, that helped bring me into alignment. So sometimes community can be something to help you bring you into alignment. Relationships with others. Reality is life brings us opportunities, and we have infinite possibilities on what to choose. When we're choosing things that feel miserable, that's an indicator. We may not be navigating life in a way that is most fulfilling and congruent with why we are here. That doesn't mean we're not going to have pain. Doesn't mean we're not going to have grieving. Doesn't mean change isn't going to come in a way we don't favor. It means we can find ways to flow with that change that aren't supporting suffering, that aren't about choosing and reinforcing suffering. That's really what the practices help us do. Even in this moment, for me, the ability to be present with what's within, sense of, for me, change has brought a little bit of grieving, which is natural, but not being victimized by it, just being authentic with it and allowing it. Sometimes our emotions, when we're present with them, we can uncover the source underneath. Sometimes we don't want to see it, so that creates more suffering like I experienced, but when we can finally see it, it can bring that shift and that healing. So I'm just humbly sharing with you the lessons I've been experiencing lately. The reality is, the more I experience, the more I realize, you know, the only thing that matters is your experience, your ability to find what works for you, your ability to listen and hear from that divine intelligence, or whatever you call it, your gut, God, spirit, whatever, but finding what works to guide you into peace, liberation from suffering, fulfillment. Sometimes it also takes a bit of moxie or a bit of guts just to say, you know what, I'm going to take this leap of faith. You've got a clear desire, you've got a clear intention. And fear is there telling you, I don't want to let go. But to jump, to take the leap, sometimes that's just exerting your will. Or doing what it takes to increase your desire. Or doing what it takes to get clear on your intention. To choose fulfillment. So, another wonderful lesson I've been experiencing when it comes to navigating the waves is letting go of the judgment. I used to judge emotions as
these things that would come and go and you need to suppress and control, etc. However, learning more and more that they are wisdom. They are energetic wisdom, and if we're able to be present with it and ride it and allow it, it can uncover those gems and lessons that help us find fulfillment. So, the invitation, really simple invitation to right now, join me in a meditation. We're going to just dive right in to feeling what we feel, listening to that divine intelligence within, so we can do exactly what we're talking about here, navigating the waves. So take a breath with me. I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. Just breathe in and out. Whatever you're feeling, I want you to relax into it. Whatever's present. Breathe and relax. Just take a deep breath again. Sigh it out. Breathing and relaxing. Breathing normally. Letting go. As you breathe and relax, I'd love for you to feel in your body, scanning from head to toe, whatever's present, not changing, but breathing and relaxing and allowing it to be present. Breathing and relaxing and just noticing. Observing what's present, maybe the temperature you feel, maybe the tension or lightness, expansion, whatever it is, just notice. It may begin to shift as you observe and are present with it. As you breathe and relax, I'd like you to bring your attention to your heart center. Breathing in, breathing out. Imagining light coming down through your head, entering that heart center. Energy going all the way through the body, into the earth, all the way down through the core, down to the base of the earth. Spinning around, coming back up through the core, through the base, back up through the feet, back into the body, back to the heart. Feel it filling up your body. Let that light come back down through the head, back into the heart as well. And let that combination of energy from above and below mix in the heart, integrating. Growing through the body, feeling it, and feel a sense of gratitude and a sense of love for being, experiencing, learning, realizing. Breathing in, breathing out. In this moment, giving thanks for being alive. Thanks for having the ability to hear, the ability to see the ability to sense, or whatever ability you are grateful for, what you do have, give thanks. I wanna say thank you for the way you gently opened my eyes. No matter your love is always coming through. When I look in any situation and I say yes, I say take a deep breath. And in your mind you can say, or out loud, you can say yes to letting go of what is no longer serving you. The blocks, the traumas, the limitations, the limited condition thinking that is keeping you from riding the wave successfully, fulfillingly, and keeping you in the pattern of suffering. Say yes to releasing all of that. And now say yes to calling in that alignment, calling in the practices that work for you, that assist you in navigating in a fulfilling way, embracing the changes of life in a way that brings about the best and highest for all concerned. Say yes.
Yes. Great Spirit, I say yes. Father, Mother, I say yes. To your love, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Sigh it out. Let's just have a moment of silence. And as you bring yourself back to this moment, feel free to open your eyes slowly, continuing to be present, continuing to be in this moment and now. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
As a part of our prosperity consciousness, we continue to give where we are spiritually nourished and inspired. We are grateful for the gifts you have sent in already and affirm the gifts you are sending now. We know that Spirit is working through us to support all that is needed for our community and beyond. There are four ways that you can give. You can text GIVE to the number on the screen, click the Donate button on our website, mail a check to 455 White Wings Road, Wimberley, Texas, 78676, or tap GIVE on our church app. And we offer this affirmation of abundance. Together, divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use I surrender and I say yes, 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 yes.
Now, as we move toward the end of our service, we would like to take this moment to share a few things. Join us next Sunday for my talk, Worthy of Wonder. Unity of Wimberley is getting back to church, beginning next Sunday, June the 6th, at our regular 11 a.m. time. We will return to in-person Sunday services with limited seating of 50 people. Reservations and masks are requested for attendance. Sunday school will be provided, with kids being dropped off and picked up on the back porch. The reservation link is being shared with you by email, newsletter, website, and social media. Please be patient with us as we take this first step in worshiping together again after all this time. Earth Angels, we need your magic. We would like volunteers who would be willing to help us clean up the flower beds around the church. You can come and weed on your own schedule or contact Chief Earth Angel Diane Slade for more information. Tune in to Facebook Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. as Kit and I share readings, meditations, and affirmations. If you miss these live posts, you can always watch them on your church phone app. Wednesday night classes start back this coming Wednesday, June 2nd at 6 p.m. It is called Worthy of Wonder, A Journey of Self-Discovery. Give me just a moment, I'll explain to you what this is about. This June class will be in person. We will meet in the fireside room in a safely distanced circle so that we may finally connect face to face after all these months. Our material from this class is a journal from Unity Books that offers writing prompts, inspirational readings, and even pages on which to sketch or color. How fun! Because you may go through the journal in any order you please, each week will be an opportunity for stimulating dialogue. And if you don't care to be writing in your journal, it's a good place to start thinking with the thoughts and ideas that are prompted in the journal so that you can bring them to our discussion. The class will meet each Wednesday in June, except June 16th, when I will be attending the annual but virtual Unity Conference. You can continue to send your Feed My People donations directly to the Crisis Bread Basket at P.O. Box 1721, Wimberley, Texas 78676. Please email any questions, concerns, or prayer requests to Kit or me, or both of us, at minister@unityofwimberley.com and asl@unityofwimberley.com. And now, my friends, let us join together in our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Amen.
When your soul feels a passion, rises up in the magic. And when your joy overflows, and you're filled with compassion, that's love. That's love. What you see and what you learn, it's not the ultimate concern. It's what you choose to think and be. I feel the truth that sets you free. That's love. All right. That's love. Allow it to flow. Go ahead. When you offer forgiveness and let go of resistance. When you seek to understand and you lend a helping hand. I am.